In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rosendahl. Friday, the 24th day of February. Good as always to have you along, everybody. I know that I've been saying this a lot lately, but so much to talk about, so little time. Another week in the American economy. Catherine Rampell is here. She is at the Washington Post. Also, Neela Richardson from Redfin. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
So let's do this. Let's start with a piece of tape today from the president of these United States speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference today. And then we'll riff on that from there. Here he is.
We are going to massively lower taxes on the middle class, reduce taxes on American business, and make our tax code more simple and much more fair for everyone, including the people and the business.
So, syntactical errors aside, Catherine, talk to me for a second about the big domestic stuff that the president seems not to be getting a lot of traction on. Tax reform, Obamacare, the infrastructure plan has been put off now, it looks like, till 2018. And yet the market seems to be hanging on his every word. So what now happens?
Well, bear in mind that he still has not put out plans for any of those things. So it's not as if he has put out a proposal and it has been rejected. Mm-hmm. The issue is that on all of these major domestic initiatives, there's very little agreement, even among Republicans, about what to do. Like, for example, Obamacare.
Yeah.
The Republicans have had years to come up with a plan. And there have been plans proposed, but not that can unite the party and not that will appease voters.
Right.
So the challenge for the president and for his co-partisans on the Hill right now is to actually put together some proposals and with details specifically. That can get through.
Right. And details are what has been lacking from Mr. Trump's agenda virtually since the day he declared. But, Neela, let me ask you this. The economy writ large, right? I know I speak about it as a living thing, but people are counting on certain things happening. Item one being a gigantic infrastructure fiscal stimulus, which it became clear this week is not going to show up until 2018. There are things that are not happening that people are counting on.
Kai, the economy is a living thing. And many Trump supporters are counting on these policies to change their current life status. And so the infrastructure spending bill was not just about roads and bridges. It was to stimulate an economy that has been stuck at 2% growth for a very long time. The idea of the stimulus, the idea of fiscal spending, was to spur economic growth to the targets that Trump promised, upwards of 3.5%. Right now, there is nothing in place to drive the economy forward. And so lives are at stake, the lives of the people who voted for President Trump.
Catherine, about those promises and specifically economic growth and the numbers that the administration is using, you wrote a column this week based on some stories in The Wall Street Journal and your own reporting about how the White House is using the numbers to its own advantage. Describe that a little bit.
To put it mildly.
Yeah, well, I'm trying.
I would call it forecasting by fiat, basically. So what they're doing is, rather than going through the arduous process of compiling an economic model and then figuring out, like, what do we expect the labor force to look like? What do we expect productivity to look like? Blah, blah, blah. And then using that to forecast economic growth, they are just saying, we are going to have economic growth of 3 to 3.5%. And then you guys backfill the numbers to get everything to add up, which is not only, you know, bad economics just in terms of process, but is way far off from what anybody else is forecasting. If you look at the Congressional Budget Office, the Fed, the blue chip, this is like a full percentage point higher than what other outside forecasters are predicting for the economy. So it's almost laughable. But the reason why they need to do this, of course, is that otherwise they can't get the numbers to add up, because the hole that would be blown in the budget as a result of the major tax cuts that he wants, just to name one example, would be enormous if you don't assume ridiculous growth.
Right. Which gets us back, Neela, to this idea of congressional Republicans and whether they're going to let him blow up the deficit with these tax cuts and his programs.
We haven't seen a lot of resistance yet because we haven't had a lot of details yet. You know, President Trump will go before Congress in a very short while here, and he'll lay out hopefully a detailed plan. And we'll also get some interaction to see just how cohesive this Republican Party is. And I have to say, to pick up on Catherine's point about the math not working and the data's not working as well, an economist would help with that. As an economist, I can speak to this point. So far, Trump has not nominated an economist to serve in this role of getting the forecast right for the White House. And he's actually demoted that position from his cabinet choice. This is a key missing link in his economic policy, this staff member. And so I'm eager to see who he picks to fill this position.
So are we all. Neela Richardson at Redfin, Catherine Rampell at The Washington Post. Another week in the new economy. Thanks, you two.
Thanks,
Kai.
Thank you,
Kai.